And good afternoon. Welcome into Market Talk for Friday, January 22nd, 2021. I'm your host, Jesse Allen. Great to have you with us. MarketTalkAg.com is where you can find us, our home on the web, MarketTalkAg.com. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, it is all at MarketTalkAg. We had a rough day in the grain trade today. Cattle and hogs benefited nicely, but grains are the big story. Let's talk about it. Bring in our guest today, Jim McCormick with AgMarket.net is our guest. Jim, great to have you on here on a Friday. I wish we had better news to talk about, but it seems like the funds and the speculators got pretty spooked today and pulled themselves out of this market.
That's a good way to put it, Jesse. Thank you for having me on. It was definitely a bloody Friday. No limit down at one time on the corn. We closed a little bit off limit, beans down hard. Definitely kind of a race to the exits on a Friday. So not the kind of close you want to see if you're involved in the grain complex.
Yeah, not the close we want to see, that's for sure. Let's talk specifically about this, maybe dive a little deeper. You know, we got some better South American weather forecasts. That seems to be one of the big catalysts to this market. And maybe, I almost feel like we're maybe overestimating some of those rains that we got in South America. But nonetheless, that seemed to be the big driver because export sales that came out today were bullish to at least neutral. I mean, we had strong export sales, but it just did nothing to prop up this market. And specifically with soybeans, the big loser today, what did you see in this bean market? Was it just finally the tipping point here? What's going on?
Well, right now, I think it was kind of a combination of everything. I think it was definitely the rain in the forecast. We did have some good rains in Argentina over the three-day weekend. It's been dry this week. There is some rain in the forecast next week. There's debate on how much is going to fall and where, but I think that was part of it, Jesse. Another thing kind of affecting the market, I think, overall is the news out of China. China's doing, we're hearing a lot of lockdowns starting back up in some of their bigger cities. That's got people a little bit spooked at, are we seeing a little bit of deja vu a year later on this COVID outbreak for about a little bit of demand? You also had some reports of African swine flu showing up in a couple places in China as well this week. So that's got a little bit of feed demand. So you kind of take all that combined with a crop report last week. Just remember, we had that surprise, the crop report in January, or the January we talked about yet last week. The carryout was projected at 140 million. That's exactly what we've got, but the market ignored it and rallied into it. So it looked like when people bought into that crop report, it kind of trapped them with this day's or this week's weakness, not just today, but this whole week's weakness. And I think as we got to the latter portion of the day today, the margin curve just took a hold of this market. And we just saw a lot of people get pushed out to the sidelines because the margin calls are going to be pretty tough on Monday after today's sell-off.
Yeah. And, you know, I think, though, we look at this, obviously, we didn't want to see a big sell-off like this, but we've talked as well. I've heard from a lot of folks where they've been anticipating a technical correction like this to the bearish side of the market because it's probably healthy and needed since we've shot, especially the soybean market, up at such a heavy, you know, a high degree that maybe this is a healthy move to get a little bit of a correction in here.
I would agree that's probably a good way to put it. I mean, if you look at what we've had four waves higher. Since this market kind of bottomed out. And each wave, we had about a 30 to 40% correction from the wave higher. Well, this last wave up, you know, a little over two plus, we've corrected around 30, 35% with today's move. So I think this is a healthy correction. You typically get moves in five waves, so we would expect the fifth wave to come. You pointed out the exports. They were strong again. We need to only sell roughly 3.8 million bushels a week to hit the USDA's export target. This week alone, we sold 66.8 million bushels. So we continue to sell grain, and that was before the break. There was rumors of China buying some beans out of PNW yesterday. So plain and simple, the carryout's going to get smaller. We still haven't solved the dryness issue in the Midwest because it's been such a dry winter. So I would guess we still have one more leg up. But you know what this is going to remind you out there, the volatility is probably going to increase as we move into 2021 and not decrease.
Looking on corn, we saw good exports in corn as well. I know the Buenos Aires Grain Exchange, they lowered their port a very poor rating for that corn crop down there. But as well, something I saw that was odd, May corn on China's Dalian Exchange was down 1% Friday, but still very expensive. But this corn market seemed like it probably just got drugged down by this soybean and wheat market today. What did you see in corn?
Well, I think exactly what it is. Corn exports were double what we need to hit the USDA's export pace. We're normally right now we're around 72% sold on the corn. Sold about 53% of the corn bushels anticipated to sell. We're at 72. So we are ahead of the pace. I think corn just kind of got caught in the margin liquidation. The weather has stabilized a little bit in South America. And we're back, just like the beans, we're overbought. We had a report that was relatively neutral. Maybe you're getting a little bit of delayed sell the fact. I would expect $5 corn around the mark for the March contract, $13 March beans. You will find some interesting support as we open up trading next week.
Yeah, and the wheat market as well. You know, early on this week, we got some of that news from overseas, Russia, Black Sea, Ukraine, Paris. You know, it seemed like that was going to be pretty supportive to this wheat market, but wheat closed down hard again today as well. And just, you know, looking at that wheat market, anything there you saw that was different than the story in corn and soybeans, Jim?
Well, I think right now in the wheat market, the big problem for the wheat market at this point in time, Jesse, was you had a lot of rumors of Russia maybe suspending wheat exports. But the fact of the matter is they haven't come out and done that yet. So the wheat wasn't able to break free of this kind of just end of the week liquidation.
Well, that's something we're going to be watching. And like you mentioned there a couple of times, looking into next week, into Monday, I'm going to be curious to see just how much rain we get in South America and whether or not we see some folks step back into this market with this aggressive pullback. I think Monday could be a very interesting day to tell us what way we're going to go, if we're going to keep going lower or if we're going to kind of rally this back and maybe find a floor. What do you think?
I think Monday will be very key. I mean, it's going to be interesting to see, you know, are we going to come in Sunday night, like you said, and say, wow, we overdid it. You still got a very tight stock, ending stocks. I mean, we've guessed this corn stocks use will end up below 10%. We're going to look for bean stocks use down to 3% with this demand being where it's at. It could be even lower than that. So are the demand bulls, the end users, going to say, this is the break I've been looking to buy? Or are we going to see a little bit, maybe more margin liquidation kind of selling on the pressure? One other thing I think you got to keep an eye on South America. Right now, there were strikes going on in Argentina earlier this month. They got settled, but now the truckers are on strike down in Argentina right now and that's holding up moving grain out of the ports into the Atlantic Ocean. And then on top of it, you've got talk of maybe a trucker strike beginning in Brazil. We flipped to February. So we've still got some more, you know, talk out of South America. And then lastly, like you said, it will be interesting to see if the rain does fall. They've had a dry week down there. These rains are disappointing. It could bring the bulls right back into the market next week.
Let's talk livestock. That was the bright spot of this trading day on Friday with the aggressive sell-off in grains. Livestock took advantage, especially that cattle market trading higher. I know we just got the cattle on feed report out as well. Looks like that was 12 million head, about slightly above the January 1st, 2020 report, and placements about 1% above 2020. So looking at that cattle on feed report, looking at the numbers today, seemed like really a strong day in this cattle market, Jim.
Yeah, the cattle on feed report, I think, came in very close to what the average trade guess was. It's probably not going to have a huge impact. I think more importantly, they deferred cattle. They broke out on the chart. So the chart pattern looks very, very friendly. I think that's going to excite you a little bit. The feeder cattle like the cheaper corn and the higher fats. That brought ahead a strong day. And I think also maybe we're seeing a little bit of deja vu from a year ago. When the COVID crisis came a year ago, we saw a lot of people kind of hoarding protein. And like I said, you're hearing different parts of the world starting to lock down. That might have even brought a little bit of spec money back into the market. Commodities are relatively cheap, even with these rallies compared to stocks. So we continue to anticipate you will see spec money coming into the market on the inflation play as we play out 2021.
And on the hog side, kind of the same story there, I would think. You know, with that, I think a lot of specs maybe looking at that hog market going, hogs are cheap right now. I'm going to jump into this. And we saw some good strength there today and getting that Feb contract close to 70. I think that was a big thing as well.
No doubt about it. I think the specs are following it. The protein market, like I said, trying to maybe do a little bit of front loading in case we see a little bit of hoarding. The story about this African swine flu coming back in China also is kind of, you know, kind of brings back the focus that they have not solved this problem yet. Mm-hmm. And, you know, their price of their pork is still relatively high. You mentioned the corn price. The corn price, they're on $11 corn per bushel. We're at $5. Their pork prices, even though they've seen this huge rebound in supply as they've aggressively tried to rebuild the herd after the debacle of the African swine flu, their pork prices are still right back up near those all-time highs. So that's very attractive for the U.S. market right now, I got to believe. And I think there's also maybe a little bit of optimism. Maybe China's going to buy a little bit, maybe to try to get off to a good start with the Biden administration as well.
Well, Jim, a lot of activity today, with it being Friday. We're not going to go as long as we normally do. But any other final thoughts you have as traders and as producers, I guess more should say, kind of look ahead to Monday's trade? Is there anything they need to revisit with their marketing plan?
Well, right now, I just think what you got to look at is just, you know, what we saw the last couple of days, what does go up, does go down. And it usually goes down a lot faster than people anticipate, you know, marketing plans. You're looking still at $5 corn. You're still looking at $13 old crop beans. It's still very profitable. Keep an eye on new crop beans. You had a shot at selling 450 beans earlier this week. Why not lock some of that in? Use options to kind of play off that summer risk. But right now, our goal right now is to encourage producers out there, take a very serious approach to your marketing plan. It's not price, it's profit, folks. Lock in that profit. We don't know what can happen. Today's a classic example. There probably wasn't a trader out there thought this morning, wow, beans are going to be down 57 cents. Corn's going to be limit down today. So prepare for that. Lock in profits now, and you know we're here to help you.
Well, lock in those profits, and you and the team there at agmarket.net, you are there to help them. Agmarket.net, it's as simple as that. And I know as well you guys have a lot of great information, newsletters, and the app as well that you guys have that producers can take advantage of.
Yes, you can get all the information, that, like I said, at agmarket.net. You can download the app at the Google as well as the iTunes store.
Yeah, check it all out, agmarket.net. Jim McCormick, I appreciate the time. Thanks for jumping on with me here on a Friday. I wish you a great weekend.
Thank you. Have a good weekend. Thank you, guys.
Jim McCormick with agmarket.net, our guest today here on Market Talk. Find us online, markettalkag.com. This has been the Friday, January 22nd edition of Market Talk. I'm your host, Jesse Allen. Have a great afternoon.